feel really, really sorry and sad because the people who died, they are really young and students they are.
Another brutal terrorist attack in Pakistan over the weekend, a school targeted in December of 2014, killing more than 140 young boy students in Peshawar, seemed to unite traditionally fractious Pakistan in the fight against the Taliban. This latest attack targeted Christians celebrating Easter in the city of Lahore, and mostly women and children were killed by a single suicide bomber. Mia Bloom is professor of communications at Georgia State University and author of Dying to Kill, The Allure of Suicide Terror. She joins me now. Welcome, Mia.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do you think this particular targeting is reminiscent of the attack in Peshawar in 2014, sets new ground in terms of Christian-Muslim relations in Pakistan? And, of course, there's the suicide bombing issue as well.
Well, we've seen how the Pakistani Taliban has targeted children in the past. In other words, they've gone after schools, government schools, because these children were the sons and daughters of high-ranking members of the Pakistani government. But we've also seen this exact same group target Christian sites. And so they went after, a little over a year ago, there were suicide bombs at two different churches. And so the idea of targeting Christians and targeting children is something within their bailiwick.
So would you say that this particular faction of the Taliban is distinctive in some way? Do they have a particular power base that's different from the Pakistani Taliban?
They broke off in 2014, and they at some point started to make noises about pledging allegiance or bia to ISIS. They recoil that back a little bit, and so they just emphasize their support for ISIS. But I think that we've done research in Lahore. We've been to the Swat Valley and to Malakand area where Malala Yousafzai was shot. This particular group is venal. They have absolutely no moral code. There is nothing that they will not do. We met 8-year-olds who had been trained to be suicide bombers. So they are manipulating children. They're kidnapping children. So they don't have a moral compunction against either attacking children or using children to attack others.
What would you say is the element of the relative prosperity of Lahore compared with other cities in Pakistan as making it more of a target here?
Well, Lahore is a very diverse city. It's very modern and very Western. And for the longest time, unlike Islamabad and other parts of Pakistan, Lahore was relatively safe, you know, by comparison. We've met lots of people in Lahore who are what we would consider to be, you know, very Westernized, very educated, very secular in many ways. And I think that extending their tentacles now beyond Islamabad, beyond the Malakand and the Swat Valley is their attempt, at least, to demonstrate force, that they can get, you know, Lahoris, which, again, Lahore has, I think it's really quite shocking. Because of the diversity of Lahore's population, there are lots of minorities. There are 2 million Christians in Pakistan, many of whom are based in Lahore. And so it is generally, it's a genuine threat for them.
The school that was targeted in December of 2014 was an army military school, which was ostensibly training young boys to join the military. And so it was seen that the military was the target and that it was a response to a military offensive against the Taliban. Does this have any specific precursor that this might be retaliation for, or is this kind of an out of the blue attack on a community, as you say, 2 million Christians in Pakistan?
Well, the army has stepped up its attacks against the Pakistani Taliban. And so they have been putting the pressure. This is not surprising. I mean, this has been going on since 2009. And in fact, the army has actually been quite successful. The problem is, of course, that they just need a handful of attacks to really shock and terrify the larger population. This is very similar to what we've seen. This particular offshoot of the Pakistani Taliban has been targeting Christians routinely since 2014. So there is a consistency in targeting Christians. And since the Pakistani Taliban has been targeting children, there is a consistency of targeting children. The group itself, Iman, has said that They were going after adult Christian men. And yet, when they targeted the park, they targeted the children's side of the park that had all the children's rides and seesaws and this area. So I don't believe for a second that they were trying to limit the attack to adult Christians.
Your book is called Dying to Kill, The Allure of Suicide Terror. Is the Christian component here, does it add to the allure? In other words, is it harder to get suicide bombers to go after Muslims? Is there something about Pakistani law that gives something of a green light to this kind of violence?
Well, at the same time that we've been seeing the attack against the park, there was an attack against a minister who was very, I guess, liberal. He was attacked for allowing a Christian woman to, I guess, in Pakistani law, defame the prophet. And so he was killed by a bodyguard. And so at the same time that Pakistanis have come forward in opposition to terrorism, what we've seen is we've seen another group of people who are celebrating the bodyguard who killed the minister. So there is something in Pakistan about sectarianism. One of the things that I put in the book, and this is again was a bit of a foil to a colleague of mine in Chicago that said it had, suicide terrorism had nothing to do with religion. We were seeing a metastasis of suicide terrorism as a tactic go from being against occupiers to being against other Muslims. And so it is not difficult to get organizations to attack Shia. In Pakistan, the Ahmadiyya community is constantly targeted. And so the idea of attacking someone who is other than us, so you've now decided that liberal or secular or westernized Muslims who don't subscribe to their ideology can also be targeted. So they have absolutely no limits.
Blasphemy is a legal concept as well as an emotional concept, and it plays out in terrorism in Pakistan. Mia Bloom, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mia Bloom is professor of communications at Georgia State University, author of Dying to Kill, The Allure of Suicide Terror.